Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hello, Brock. Welcome to the Binge Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Brock, welcome to the program. Random question. Brock, let me ask you a question. How old are you?
I am 57.
57. This one is the perfect way to start, okay? All right, Brock?
All right.
Whatever the deal is, if it's a sporting event, if it's a concert, wherever you are, would you rather stay for the end of the game, stay for the encore, or leave early and beat the traffic? So you're at that age, man.
I'd say 57, man. Things change.
It changed. I got a good story on that one. I went to a concert, and we left. I thought the headliner was Sheryl Crow, and it turns out it was Brandi Carlile. And I didn't know who that was because I'm too old. And we left a little early because I wanted to get out of there early. And she had Soundgarden play with them that day.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, that sounds about right. Both those artists are talented in their own way.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Brandi Carlile, obviously, as far as being a musician, is probably more highly sought and highly thought of as far as that, you know, being just, I don't know. Not that Sheryl Crow is not. It's just, right. they're different styles.
The depth of talent probably leads toward Brandi Carlile.
And that's no slam against Sheryl Crow. That's more of a compliment to Brandi Carlile.
But I think it depends. Go ahead.
When I was there, though, it was funny because I could tell by the crowd looked different. I was like, wow, Sheryl Crow's got some new people because it was a lot younger and stuff. And,
but they're there for Soundgarden? Yeah.
Brandi Carlile.
No, they were there for Carlile.
Carlile.
All right. Let's assume you go to the Mariners and the Orioles tonight, all right? And the Mariners are up 5-1 in the seventh inning. 5-1. We'll just assume it's 5-1.
What a concept.
Are you confident enough to say, you know what? I still got to go to work on Thursday morning. I'm going to take off. I'll listen to the game on the way home, and maybe they'll pull it off. Maybe they'll hold on to the win. Or do you wait to the end?
If it's a close game, I'll stay to the end. But no, 5-1, I'm out of there in the seventh. And hey, wait, Miles, I'm disappointed about your golf tournament because I totally would have put a foursome together, but I'm still 2 weeks away from my shoulder surgery. So
don't mess that up.
Yeah,
I know. And I'm going to probably come down. I'm going to try. I got PT that day, but I'm going to try and come down just for the shenanigans.
I was going to say, man, just come down anyway.
Daily Mags will broadcast till 10. The tournament starts at 8.
Right.
So
it'll be good.
You don't need to be in the tournament to show up and check out the morning show. Now, what you cannot do is end up on the golf course.
All right, that's all.
That's right. That's the thing. You can't go on the course, but you can show up at the clubhouse.
But the party's going to be
at the clubhouse.
Right.
So that's where you want to be anyway. So you can, definitely do that.
You're teeing off at 10, so you'll probably be back there around 3.
Teeing off at 8.
Teeing off at 8. 8 o'clock.
Oh, 8. Okay. All right.
But you can leave early to beat the traffic. Look, there's two things that I think comes to this. One, if I'm at White River, I'm not staying for your encore. Because it's such a nightmare to get in and out of, honestly.
Okay.
Even if it's my favorite band, it's like, man, we've got to go because I don't feel like sitting in the parking lot for 3 hours.
Especially if you've seen them before.
If you've seen them before, right? Climate Pledge, I live close to a light rail line, so it's like, look, man, we can stay until the end. You can bar hop a little, but also the band, all right? So I grew up a massive Kiss fan. Not no problem with that. But as a fact, their encore song is going to be Rock and Roll All Night. There is no surprise, and that's one of my least favorite songs from them. So for me, once Kiss leaves the stage after the initial show, I'm like, let's go. But then other bands, like Tool, you see Tool, they're done. You know they're coming back out for an encore because the lights are still dim, right? That's the giveaway. But you think to yourself, okay, I did not hear this song or this song. They might play it. But then Tool kind of just does what the hell they want anyway. So I have stayed for a Tool encore. They played three songs, so it took like 45 minutes because that's about how long their freaking song. That was worth it. We went to the Metallica show most recently down at a whatever outdoor stadium they played in. I don't remember. Was it T-Mobile? I don't know. Whichever one, but
Lumen.
So we went to the show. We are rocking out about halfway through. Wife and I looked at each other and said, God damn, I'm getting old, but I'm good, you know? And then my wife's like, look, the show was great. We were having fun, but then we're looking at the people and then the whole beat the traffic conversation. I'm like, we have hit that freaking age.
To me, it depends. Like, I had my Sounder season ticket for so many years that I didn't mind leaving some of those early to beat the traffic because I was like, I go to so many of them. Same with, like, baseball. Like, NFL is usually a little different.
I will stay until the end.
And for some reason, seems like most of those games come down to the fourth quarter. But I also think it depends on what you're doing. So last year when I went to see Hootie and the Blowfish down at White River, like, my buddy Sal, like, he's like, hey, my wife loves Hootie. We are not leaving.
You're in it.
Before the encore. I said, cool. So we packed up a cooler and just sat in the parking lot and waited for all the traffic.
Okay.
Okay. Right, like, you know what I mean? Like, so they were done drinking and they were just like, you two could do, we just sat, me and my buddy, we just sat on the tailgate and kind of messed with people in traffic.
I think if you're at the Gorge, there's nothing really to do.
You're going to walk to a campsite.
Yeah. So you might as well stay for the entire show because you're not driving back to Seattle that night.
No.
So more than likely, and you probably are going to stay up later anyway based on how you prepared for this quote unquote camping adventure. But definitely.
Sphere, stay to the end.
I believe it because that's a whole experience.
Right, it's so cool. You don't want to miss anything.
Climate Pledge, I try to leave just so I can get a Uber home. So if the game is kind of out of hand as far as the Kraken goes or whatever,
sure,
I'll take off.
See, I would thrill. Well, we live near each other.
I was just saying, we have that light rail.
The light
stop,
rail is so easy that it's like hockey games, always like either hanging out or it's a good game. I'm staying till the end because it's easy to hop on the light rail.
And it is. It's also easy to bar hop. So, like, the light rail after any sporting event is going to be absolutely packed, right? But again, we're not driving to the light rail station. So, if I decide I'm going to power down a bunch of beer, I know the bar is going to be packed. But because I have to get to the light rail station, it's like, all right, look, man, let's just walk three blocks. Mm-hmm. There's going to be another bar, it's less crowded. Get S-faced, hop on the light rail, go home. But if I did not live near the light rail, I think I might leave Climate Pledge early.
See, but that's why I stay late. I stay to the end of all the games that I go to because the wife and I, we'll park here at the studio and we'll walk on down there to the stadiums.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the game's over, we bypass all the traffic by basically outwaiting it, walking all the way back up here. We get to the car, and then we're just right out here by the freeway.
We did that last night. Seriously, by the time we got back, because everyone just parked in the parking garage here, by the time we got back, man, like, traffic was kind of done.
It's gone,
with the exception of the fact that there was a crash on the express lanes headed north.
Oh, God.
I was like, you got
it. So, Vegas, obviously, an exception to the rule.
Yep.
Anything you're doing in Vegas, you're going to stay? Because time is not of a concern. You're still going to be able to go to a restaurant and eat someplace if you need to.
Yeah, absolutely. It doesn't matter what time of day.
And again, honestly, I think it depends on your friends, too, especially with football. You know what I mean? If you have buddies that have a tailgate going and they're like, well, we're going to post tailgate a little bit. It's like, all right.
Okay.
Yep.
You know?
Okay. You guys know...
by the way, just, you know, the average Mariner fan, I would say, left, was it bottom of the eighth or bottom of the seventh? I want to say they started piling out of there.
Yeah, I think bottom of the seventh when, you know, that's
cut
kind
off the
beer
sales,
moment.
They're out.
Exactly.
That actually has a lot to do
Tuesday
with it.
It's also Tuesday night.
Right. And there's that nail in the coffin moment when the home run goes over that we clearly have not been putting anything together.
Right.
Yeah, okay, yeah, it's time to go.
Also, the good news is that Muckleshoot has that huge hotel.
That is huge.
Down by
that's
White
a game
River
changer.
Now. So that really changes the game as far as, okay, am I going to stay for the encore or not? So you guys know Jason Aldean, right?
I know the name.
Sure. Yeah.
Country guy, right?
Country music guy.
Yeah.
So he was asked about what he thought about encores at concerts. and he shot it straight. I love this guy's answer. He said, I am not a big encore guy. I hate when artists kind of bait the crowd into that. It's like, oh, I'm not going to play one of my biggest songs. He went on to say, look, I always tell him, listen, I'm just going to play you everything we got. When it's over, it's over. That is it. I'm not going to go off stage for 5 minutes, wait for you guys to cheer for me to come back out like I'm one of those people. So how does he handle the end of the show? He says, when we leave the stage,
we're done.
We're done. Right. He says, it's like going to see the...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Eagles, and then they end the show before they played Hotel California. He's like, you know damn well they're going to come back
right,
and they're going to play Hotel California. It's like, you know the magic trick.
Sure.
Exactly. I think now, too, we expect it, so it's not as exciting. I feel like back in the day, they would come out. Like, for instance, once it's Summer Meltdown, I did stage announcements for Dumpsta Funk.
Oh, God, great band.
Right? And, like, it was real loose. So when I got up there to take them off stage, the sound guy goes, see if they want to do another one. And I said, you guys want to do another one? And they were like, yeah, sure. So I just looked at the crowd and said, you want to hear another one? They said, yeah. And I was like,
but that's legit.
That's legit.
That's legitimate.
Right.
What would you have done if you say that to the crowd?
No.
No, like, no, not really. I mean, like, how do you handle that? Because now you're the middleman.
Well, trust me. These people were already so worked. Yeah. Dumpsta Funk had crushed it.
Yeah.
So, like, I literally just held the mic down and was like, you guys cool with doing another one? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, all right. So it seemed like a non-miss.
Yeah, right.
Now that you're, it never dawned
on me. I'm just saying.
But you were actually responsible for doing that.
You know what? You're right, man. I made memories for people.
Seriously. That's pretty cool. You guys
want more? Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.